Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm fascinated to know if people agree with you on this. And I guess I won't be stunned if some do. But
yeah, I think more than
what does this take,
our target audience, I think, would probably agree.
The floor is yours. You said something to me today, and I think it absolutely fits in the hot take category.
No.
You are upset about Halloween. And why are you upset about Halloween?
I think it's lost its way.
Okay.
I think it's, in no offense to you and the Hallmark movie you're in and stuff like that. And I like how my dad worked this whole
less than a month away
with Hallmark, but it's slowly becoming a Hallmark holiday. It is. It's like Valentine's Day. Ooh. It's a spookier version of Valentine's Day. Think about this. It's not about the kids anymore. It's not about the kids anymore. I am inundated with my friends that go out playing dress up on Halloween. The couples thing. It's become a couples thing. And you know what I'm talking about as you're driving down Metcalf here. You know damn well what I'm talking about. Your wife will come to your significant other and tell you that you're dressing up for a Halloween costume party. And you got to put on some stupid costume for the night that you don't want to wear. I mean, you don't want to dress like Scooby-Doo.
All right. Bink doesn't like role-playing. Let's mark that down.
The whole Taylor and Travis thing that all the guys and girls are doing. I mean, come on, man. And I see this thing on Twitter, and this is one of the impetus. Christian McCaffrey, who's supposed to be working his way back, is on Twitter dressed like the freaking Tin Man. All right?
So?
The Tin Man from Wizard of Oz and his wife, very hot, by the way, she was Dorothy. He's holding a dog like a poodle in a basket, and he looks so pissed. He looks so pissed. This poor guy.
That's because the Tin Man
happy, happy wife, happy life. His this is all this is, Bing.
He's not happy. He's dressed like the freaking Tin
that's
Man.
That's because the Tin Man doesn't have a heart,
holding a poodle in a basket. That is not what this is about. This has turned into a glorified Valentine's Day, because it is. It's more about the couples now and not the children.
No, Bing,
it just is. It's
about both of them.
What costumes can you wear and dress up?
You can do both, though. Like tonight,
you can do both.
For example,
if you're married, this sucks.
I have three nephews, okay? And tonight, actually going over to their house because I want to see what costumes they have. While they're going out and trick-or-treating, some other members of my family were at their house and we'll be handing out candy. That is fun for me as well.
But did they go to dress-up parties before, like the weekend before and all that?
Well, then, like, if I don't know about my sister and my brother-in-law, if they did, but they're people that have kids. The couple will maybe the weekend before, whatever, go to a Halloween party. What's wrong with that?
It's becoming
you can still do both.
A spookier version of Valentine's Day is what this become. It's become more of dress-up. Can we dress up like Taylor and Travis? Can we... Christian McCaffrey and the damn Tin Man. I mean, that poor dude looks so unhappy. Yes, his wife's hot. That's
He's
fine. She was Dorothy.
Bink.
But he didn't look happy.
He's
it was a very unhappy
character.
Tin Man.
The Tin Man doesn't have a heart, Bink.
I don't care. Yes, but then his wife made him do this.
Hang on.
And whether he's a scarecrow or whatever, it doesn't matter. That was terrible. He's sitting there holding Toto. The dude's dressed like the freaking Tin Man, and he hadn't been playing football yet. Like, how is that going to go over to the locker room that your stud running back, the offensive player of the year, is the freaking Tin Man?
I don't know if it's changed. I don't know if it's changed all that much. As much as
women do to men.
As much as it is that with social media, we just see all this all the time. There were couples went to Halloween parties back in the day as
well. Not like this. This has become.
We see it more than ever.
This has become couples.
Miles Garrett dressed up.
People forgot about the kids.
No, they're playing dress up. Miles Garrett dressed up as the Terminator.
You know what? And I'm tired of that. When these players go dressed up in these costumes, the games. Come on, man. Just show up and play football, man.
I'm single as well, so I can say this, and you openly joke about it, so I know you're not going to be upset with what I'm about to say. But this also is why you might be divorced a few times, Bank. Okay? This might be why.
Every guy that's driving around right now knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know what? My girlfriend made me dress like a stupid Scooby-Doo for a night at a party, and we had to play dress up for the night. It's become more about the couples than
the
kids.
If you had a hot wife, you wouldn't want her to dress up, and you wouldn't dress up with her as well?
If I had Christian McCaffrey's money, I would have said no.
Oh, my gosh.
I would have. your offensive player of the year and you're Christian McCaffrey, I'm not dressing like the freaking Tin Man.
Bink will be dressed up as Joey Chestnut for Halloween. That's who you would dress up as. You dressed up as Joey Chestnut,
yeah,
your boy.
You know what? I am right now. This is how Joey dresses, right? They say dress for the job you want, all right? The job we have. We're dressed like radio people. Do you play dress up with your wife, Drew?
Some people are into role play, Bing.
Some people are into role play, Bing. It's a thing. I think
save it for the bedroom, not the parties.
But what can I mean, you can be at the party and then it can lead to that later.
But it's stupid. Just go dressed how you are, drink beer. This has become Valentine's. Honestly, it has. It's become commercialized. Hell, you can buy the candy and Halloween decorations starting in what, July, and now they've all switched them. I guarantee these grocery stores right now are switching to Christmas as we speak, getting rid of the Halloween crap. But it's
this
become more of
a
couples thing. Guys know what I'm talking about. The last thing you want to do is play dress up, especially on the weekends. This is college football season. You're sitting there dressed like the freaking Tin Man.
How about this person, Bing, from the 816? I have kids and a wife. We all dress up, and it's fun, and I get to sleep with my hot wife.
There you go.
With anybody. You don't have to play dress up to do it. You don't have to be Shaggy from Scooby-Doo to nail your wife. Be yourself, man. This is about the kids. It's about trick or treating.
I think there's a lot of parents
dressed like Travis and Taylor.
There's a lot of parents in there. I think there's also a lot of kids that think it's fun and enjoy when their parents are dressing up with them as well on Halloween, and they get all go out and go trick or treating together. I think there's a lot of kids that enjoy that. They want their parents to be part of it as well. And then the parents, if they happen to have another party the weekend before, they can go and have a good time.
Will you admit that this is kind of becoming commercialized? Halloween is really, really teetering that Valentine's Day.
Of course, it's commercialized.
But they haven't done this to Thanksgiving yet. They haven't done it to Christmas. You're going to be in a Christmas movie coming up later this month.
Thanksgiving is becoming the lost holiday that nobody talks about anymore.
Halloween's becoming the
couples
deal.
And it's sad.
It's become couples dress-up time.
But
and you know what? It's not even scary. There's nothing scary about that Tin Man. I thought Halloween was about dressing like a monster and being scary, not dressing like...
But you don't have
Flo from Progressive or Jake from State Farm. Like, hell thinks Jake from the State Farm is scary?
So
nobody does.
So you're throwing shit at your boy Dusty then, because Dusty dressed up.
He dressed like Doug. Dusty's trying to meet a woman and all that. I get that.
But they had fun. They dressed up together.
But
they're a couple.
Once married, he's not going to be doing this crap. Trust me. Once you get married, wedding cake ends nonsense.
It does.
It also stops sex, but it ends nonsense. Wedding cake.
Bink, if you dress up along with your significant other or whoever. It could lead to some pleasure. You might get some pleasure out of the night.
Why not just
play dress up to get that?
Mink, why
because
not just let
fun.
Another like why if other people are enjoying or happy?
Nobody's
because
happy.
Of it,
men aren't happy doing
if,
this.
I think there's
they're
plenty of people that are enjoying it.
They're doing it just so, hey, can I watch the game this weekend if I dress up like Jake from State Farm tonight? Can I do this, please?
My favorite text so far. My favorite text from the 913. The Nebraska quarterback dresses up for like Patrick Mahomes every single day.
Well,
that's not for Halloween, though. That's
every single day.
It's that. I mean, Macaulay Culkin is on Twitter dressed like Joey Burrow for Halloween.
Because he...
He looks so stupid, too. Yeah. How is that scary, being Burrow? Ooh, that just terrifies me, Macaulay Culkin.
It should.
Go back to making stupid movies.
Jeez.
This whole dress-up thing, it's teetering on Valentine's Day.
You,
it really is.
I told you it was a hell of a take when I teased it earlier during Fesco's show as well. I told you it was a hell of a take. I hope it delivered.
I think
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.